Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, you know, most every week I will listen to that little ditty, which was specifically written for our show. And you can listen to it. It's 10 minutes long. It's a show on aging and on successful aging at our website, generationboldradio.com. And I usually make a joke saying, well, the guy's in denial. Well, maybe he just wants to be happy when he looks in the mirror. And this is our happiness day. We're going to be talking about travel in the second half of our show. But in the first half of our show, we have an actual dyed-in-the-wool happiness expert. She is actually the happiness correspondent for Fox News. She is a recognized positive psychology coach and a talk radio host in her own right. She's Lisa Cypress Kamen, but most recently she's written a wonderful book. And it's a book you can't pass up if you have any interest at all in cultivating happiness that lasts. The name of the book, Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life. So it's time to get out there and celebrate with Lisa Cypress Kamen. Hi, Lisa. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Hi, Adrienne. I am happy to be with you. Really?
Happy to be? Yeah, of course you are. And Monday is the United Nations Happiness Day because they give a survey every year on what are the happiest countries. And we even know that here in the U.S., the happiest is Hawaii. But we all know, and we all know why. But maybe we should start with a little definition. What do you mean by happiness? Because otherwise we can't get a handle on the components that will bring us there.
Well, I'm glad that you asked that question because, you know, happiness is a very elusive thing for many people, and we also tend to think of the yellow smiley face that we really overuse in everything that we do, our little emoji world. But happiness, to me and to many others who are working in this field, we're really talking about sustainable well-being, creating a level of sustainability where life is pretty good. And there are some very, very simple markers of what that means to people across the world. You know, it includes having our basic needs met, feeling as though we have a purpose in life, feeling as though we have really good, connected, solid, intimate relationships that we're of use to people, I think is where a lot of people are hanging their happiness hats.
Yeah. So I want to develop that because I was explaining during our little pre-talk that the environments for aging, which took place at a big conference in Vegas, and my listeners know all about it. And my speech was about beyond the physical. And one of the major, major parts of it was what I call contribution. Because as we age, we get completely marginalized. And if we're marginalized, we cannot make a contribution to the community. And that was actually one of the first things that you said you wanted to talk about when I asked you, what's your major point? The community. Now, this is hard for aging folks, but apparently it's very important when it comes to happiness. So explain that so that we really can get a sense of why this is a component of happiness.
Well, I think feeling as though we are seen, heard, and understood, you know, plays into that element that we're talking about of contribution and community. So when we get to exercise our talents, our gifts, our passions, in service not only to ourselves because it makes us feel good, but when we can impact somebody else, it really creates a circuit in the brain. I mean, it's called the helper's high, actually, which uplifts our mood. And that's why it's so important for people who perhaps maybe shut in, maybe their bodies are slowing down and they're not as agile as they once were, to somehow find a place to make a contribution. And it doesn't have to necessarily mean going out of the house.
Yeah, you know, when you go to assisted living or a nursing home, or even an over 55 community for active folks, the first thing they tell you is what they're going to do for you. They never lay it on the line that you still have an opportunity to contribute and do for others. So in your book, Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life, and we'll give you a website for that. And, of course, Amazon has it. In your bookstore, you could always get it or order it. Lisa Cypress Kamen, I'm going to make sure everybody knows it. You've done a lot of research. Is it true? I think we have a prejudice. I think we feel that Western culture, we're not as happy as maybe Eastern culture. And Bhutan, with their gross national happiness advertising, is it true, in your opinion, that it's cultural, a genetic, something we can just, a habit? What is happiness in that sense of sustainability?
Well, you ask a loaded question, and we should probably hit all points, but first going to, you know, is it genetic or is it cultural or is it environmental? You know, each of us is born with an emotional set point. You know, where we come into the world, we're basically, we have a set point that we always return to when bad things happen or good things happen. We sort of return to what our normal is. For some of us, that level is higher. For others, it's lower. Somebody, you know, sort of ranges on the depressed side, that set point is going to be lower for a sense of positive well-being. But here's what we do know, that regardless of where we start out, we can improve by 40%. And that improvement comes much like it would be training in the gym or for diet and nutrition. It's practice and repetition of those skills, of those actions that we absolutely know to help people elevate that emotional set point.
Well, you know, one of the things that's a habit, cultural habit, around those folks who grew up in Brooklyn, like me, is complaining. Complaining is a sport.
Yeah.
You know, it is a sport. Who could do better? How can you start to complain as early as possible and wipe the other person off the court, okay? But does it really matter if you're complaining and complaining? Does it kind of seep into your system and make you less happy?
Well, here's the thing. Some people report that when they get into that fine wine, it's a different bottle of something, right? The fine wine. Everybody knows it. I call it also kvetching. You know, when you're just kvetching,
sure.
You just can't you can't let up. We do get a little spike temporarily in well-being because it makes us feel good to whine about things, to whine about others. But it is not sustainable because ultimately it comes from a negative place. So
okay.
I say when things go wrong, it's good to get it out. You know, it's good to have a bracketed amount of time where you can let your fine wine fly, and then you need to stop.
And then you need to stop. Now, one of the things I know you talk a lot about is your impact on others. You just mentioned that when you do positive things for other people, you get a wonderful, I loved what you called, you know, the helper's high. And Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life. You would think, now we're getting to the more cultural, you would think that the Western culture would be the happiest because, gee, we have the most. But you say no. Why?
Yes. I think that in Western culture, we are very much caught up in being bowls with holes in the sense that we're constantly striving for more. More money, more prestige, more friends, more likes, more follows, more, you know, it's a more, more, more culture. And the obtaining of that illusory goal is what we think will bring us happiness. You know, when I get rich, when I get married, when I have children, when I have grandchildren, you know, when I take that cruise, that those are the markers of external happiness. You know, and it's called hedonic happiness, you know, as it relates back to hedonism. It's very externally referenced. But the sustainable well-being that we're talking about is an inner place. You know, it's being filled up with what is being able to see the glass as half full, you know, like the cover of the book, and working with what we have to make what we have happy, even though circumstances may not be perfectly happy.
So, you know, here's where we have the edge. We're speaking with Lisa Cypress Kame, and she's the author of Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life, and she is a positivity coach, recognized positive psychology coach, talk show radio host. You may have seen her on Fox News, and, of course, an author. Before we leave for a little bit of a break, I want to set the stage here. I think it's right there, Lisa, that the older or elder person, like me, has an edge, because we've got all the stuff already, or we don't. It's kind of over. We're in the decumulation stage. We're trying to get rid of stuff. And we have that space now to look at what really makes us happy in a sustained way. And to maybe because the world doesn't require so much of us anymore. We don't have to show it by numbers, what you say, happiness by numbers, how many of this and how many of that. We now show by grace and wisdom and some of the deeper things. And I definitely want to talk about how to cultivate that. But before we take a little break, where can everybody find the book, and is there any website you'd like our folks to know about?
Yes. Folks can go over to harvestinghappiness.com, and there you'll have access to the books, to the radio show, which is also entitled Harvesting Happiness Talk Radio, videos, lots of content over there, and just a fun place to visit.
Fantastic. So harvestinghappiness.com. Are we happy yet? Maybe so. Let's go on. Enjoy life. We'll be back. Look at
me, not even a bit.
Does that
not happy? And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
Here I have in front of me a glass of Super Beats. Now, I've been turned on to Super Beats by my buddy Sully. You know, Bob Sullivan from the Big Biz Show. He swears by this stuff because he's a bike rider. Super Beets or beets are loaded with dietary nitrates, which convert to nitric oxide in the body. Now, I'm no chemist, but I have heard from my wife, who likes to think she's a chemist when it comes to this stuff, that these nitrates are really, really good for you. Well, according to the Super Beets folks, they are, and it's the most convenient way to get them. So call this number, 800-201-7450. 800-201-7450, or just go to raybeats.com. You're going to get a free book. It's called Beats, The Odds, and you get a 90-day supply for 60 days worth of money and a money-back guarantee. Here's to Super Beats. God bless. Wish me luck.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-460-2558. That's 800-460-2558. Again, 800-460-2558.
Biz Talk Radio.
And hello, hello, hello. We are back. This is a fun and a happy day. We'll be talking about travel in the second half of our show, something that 84% of you say you're interested in pursuing, and then you stay home, and we're going to find out why. But right now, we're going to increase your well-being and happiness with the great positive psychology host, author, and, of course, she's a radio talk show host and coach, Lisa Cypress-Kamen. So we just had a discovery, and that there is an actual website for this, harvestinghappiness.com, with help, support, videos, and, of course, a way to get the new book, Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life. But during our little break, I was asking Lisa whether or not pursuing happiness is actually a thoughtful stated goal of people. Or are their stated goals, as she said, more by the numbers? Next year I'll have a better job or my salary will be up. Do they think of those components, or are we really beginning to think about the pursuit of happiness?
I think this is a loaded question, because when you look at the nature of humanity, we are hardwired for pleasure. Our brains are telling us all the time to pursue that thing that's going to give us pleasure. But most of the time, it's all about the temporary pleasure, right? It's about the instant gratification. How can I scratch the itch? And when we're talking about sustainable happiness or sustainable well-being, we're going to a much deeper level, to a probably is a heartfelt level, right? Where we're really feeling as though our hearts are full, we're satisfied, we're satiated by the things that we have and we're experiencing and those that are close to us. And when we talk about aging and successful aging, I think the research really proves, you know, with the U-curve study, that as we age, our happiness returns because we're less worried about the obtaining of stuff. Like you talk about the decumulation phase of life, where we are less hung up on social comparison, keeping up with the Joneses, and we become comfortable in our own skin.
Just give us a quick definition of U-curve so we could sort of visualize it.
Yes. The U-curve, imagine that when we start out life, you imagine a U in your mind, that the top of the curve on the left side is birth. So we come into the world in a pretty happy state, most of us. And then life experience, and as time goes on, that happiness diminishes. You know, as we reach our teens and our 20s, they're often very difficult times of self-discovery and establishing ourselves and our identities as humans. And then the U-curve bottoms out at the bottom. The horizontal portion is the midlife phase, when we're raising our children, when we are pushing hard in our careers, when we're really, there's a lot of demands on us. You know, a lot of responsibility. And as the kids leave and they go off to school and go off into their own lives, that U-curve picks back up on the right, the vertical side, And as we age, it comes back up. And the theory is that by the end of life, many of us will die very satisfied individuals.
Yeah, there's a wonderful stage of life called gerotranscendence. We actually talk about that here because Erickson, a social psychologist, Eric Erickson and his wife came up with these stages of life. But then, Lisa, they ended up being 94 years old, and they didn't have a stage for that. So they came up with a stage called gerotranscendence, where we are more for the other, just like you began the show with, that we're more for contribution to the world and leaving our legacy than we are for ourselves, and we actually do end up happier if we successfully navigate that stage. So I want to get to something you said, which is, it really struck me, and that is this pleasure, wired for pleasure and temporary pleasure, which in no way happiness. But you say that you have five positive ways to conquer stress without what we generally do, which is spend money, go shopping, go on the computer, have a little Prosecco, whatever it is. You say that, that's me. I wonder who that could be. What do you do, instead of taking the drink or the piece of chocolate or whatever?
Ah, so we're talking about the numbing part, where we're seeking the happiness in the temporary chemical release, which is dopamine, which is the pleasure hormone in the brain. And it does come from all of those sources, the Prosecco, the chocolate, et cetera, or harder drugs. But it can come from being in nature, from taking a walk, from hugging. Having a good, solid, delicious hug with somebody that you know or even that you don't know releases oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. And you know when it's being released when you hold on to somebody long enough, which it's usually 6 seconds. And for those who are hug phobic, that could seem like an eternity. But you get that sort of shudder release. When you exhale and you feel your body let down, that's the body releasing oxytocin. So it's making us feel connected.
That's right. There's now a pet. This is sad, but there's a robot pet for older adults because of what you're going to say about pets. Go right ahead. I mean, it's sad that we can't have pets sometimes. We just can't take care. But there's a robot pet that helps people if they can afford to own one of those. But why does that do that? I mean, why does that relieve stress? It does, I never knew why.
It does. Well, it because of that oxytocin, because that releases that connected, that good feeling of being connected to someone or something. And our pets, they love us unconditionally. If you look at your children, your grandchildren, your husband, your wife, your partner, whatever, yes, they love us and they love us to pieces, they say they love us unconditionally, but a dog or a cat truly loves us unconditionally.
Yep. It's a wonderful thing to have that feeling. And we're always going back to the same thing, folks. If you contribute to others, grandparents' organizations, where you go and you become a grandparent to a kid that doesn't have anybody, they begin to love you unconditionally, too, for that moment, perhaps. But you do feel it. It's terrific. And in Lisa's book, Are We Happy Yet? 8 Keys to Unlocking a Joyful Life, different ways that you can really execute in your real life and conquer some of this stress without binging or doing the things you feel bad about later are all laid out. And I think that's important. But let's wrap up with one thing here. I think people are afraid to say they're not happy. You talk about destigmatizing psychological health care. They're kind of afraid because we're supposed to be so happy. It's part of our measure. Is that, again, something that's busting open and changing, or do we still have that?
I believe that it is changing. I believe that it is our duty, to help others destigmatize mental health care, but also not even going to the point of health care, that it's important to just talk about our feelings. And depression and sadness are things that we've been taught, society has taught us, and our families have taught us to shut it in the closet because it's unacceptable. And when we do that, it makes us sick.
Yeah. Well, Make America Happy Again is one of your mottos, reclaiming joy. No matter what's happening around you, and I want to end with this one. This is not for people whose lives are perfect, and now they can go on to happiness. It doesn't work that way. We think it does, and so we strive for the perfection, which
you
generally makes us unhappy. But you just love
it.
Are we happy
yet?
Thank you.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate.
Go away, we're traveling.
For my age. Da-da-da-da.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help. I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Not even a bit, because I am happy. And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg. And let me tell you one place you can easily be inappropriate for your age. In fact, you're supposed to be inappropriate for your age. One is Las Vegas, and the other is on a cruise ship. And this is the man you've been waiting for to tell you about both. His name is David Yeskel, and he is the cruise guru. And you can get a world of information, literally and figuratively, on oceancruise.guru.com, his website. We'll talk a lot more about that in a minute. But, David, you are the cruise guru. Tell me what you bring in information to vacationers, because we all say we want to travel. And many actually don't. And you really help them find the best values. So let's just start with Cruise Guru and what it's about.
Sure, Adrienne. So I've been covering the cruise industry for over 25 years for a variety of travel trade magazines, Travel Weekly, Travel Age West, and some consumer publications too. So I've been writing for a very critical audience, the travel trade, travel agents, educating them about what's going on in the cruise industry. And also for consumers. So I'm always looking for best values, you know, best service, best cuisine, things like that. I think cruising is actually the best vacation value there is. So for those of your listeners who've cruised, they know that you pay one price typically. You get your meals, you get your entertainment, of course, you know, great shipboard service, things like alcohol or extras, of course, and shore excursions. But to me, it's the best vacation value around.
Yeah, it truly is. And also for what we now, I guess, euphemistically call the mature market. Because nobody's allowed to say old, except for this show. We appreciate being old, because we don't like the alternative. We know that is the market. But we have two groups of people listening today, David. People who are longing to take a cruise, and people who have taken so many of them that they're getting bored. So I want to talk about both. Let's start with the group that has had many cruises.
Sure.
What's the new differentiator? What are you seeing that's keeping the excitement in cruising?
So the new differentiator in cruising, as it is with the rest of the travel industry, is really experiential travel. That's what everybody's looking for now. They're looking for experiences. People are tired of collecting, here's where I've been, and with a photo of the attraction in that destination, say. People want new experiences, and part of those experiences are on board, and most of those experiences are off the ship in off-the-beaten ports. So cruise lines are trying to vary their itineraries to add more interesting destinations. There are more cultural enrichment programs on board, maybe more foods reflecting the destination that they're visiting, also served on board. So it's not always about this compacted cruise experience different from where you're visiting. Cruise lines are trying to blend both the destinations they cruise to and bring those destinations aboard the ship. So I think that's kind of the newest trend in cruising.
Yeah, I'm going to take, I've cruised many times, but I've never had a river cruise. And I have two of them back to back. One is one way up the Danube, the other is the other way on the Danube. One of them is a music cruise. I'm a Gilbert and Sullivan fan. And so that's another kind of thing where it's themed. The other is a very fancy, very expensive one where I'm a speaker. So I'm going to be curious to see what they do. But the reason people river cruise, my listeners, is it really is easy on the body. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that that's important to know for the people who've never cruised.
True, river cruising.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, river cruising is very different than ocean cruising. So if people are used to taking ocean cruises, the ships are large. There are large distances to cover, sometimes to get from your cabin, say, to the dining room. It may be a 10-minute walk. But there's a lot going on the ocean-going cruise ships because they're big, and the luxury end of the luxury of the ocean cruising market, are, the ships are, of course, smaller. But river cruise ships are typically 100 to 200 passengers. They're small. They're accessible. You walk right off the ship into the city center wherever you are, since the ships dock along the rivers, obviously, right in the city centers. So it's a more intimate experience. Very different than ocean cruising, but it's growing very rapidly as an industry segment, because of the intimate nature of river cruising.
And the fact is that, as I say, we often have in our world, in our listenership, David, we're speaking with David Dieskel. He is the cruise guru, and you can find a lot of information about destinations, what you would love, how to get the best value, at his website, oceancruise.guru.com. We're speaking, David, about this issue of frailty. I got to get to the jugular with this.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of couples who listen, and usually one of them, and most of the time I'm going to say it, it's the wife, is very active.
Mm-hmm.
The husband is less so. So tell us a little bit about cruising, whether it's river cruising, big boat cruising, doesn't matter. When you have differently abled couples or even friends that are traveling together.
Yeah, so I think the cruise lines are doing a very good job at catering to, and have always done a good job, by the way, at catering to people who have special needs. So particularly ocean cruises, they're used to catering to people of all ages and in all physical conditions. And as you say, sometimes one partner is very healthy and the other is in a wheelchair, possibly. So I think the cruise lines do a very good job of accommodating everyone. You'll see at the gangway in ports, for instance, they'll carry people down in the wheelchair down the gangway. Crew will be out there, and there may be four crew members that will carry somebody down the gangway in a wheelchair and then back up again. So I think the cruise lines go out of their way to cater to people, you know, with special needs, special physical needs, as well as special dietary needs. I was just on a Holland America cruise, and they do a great job at that. And that is, Holland America is this venerable company. They've been around forever. Everybody knows what they're about. They're building new ships that are more modern looking. They're beautiful with incredible art and colors, but they still have that same personalized service that caters to people and makes them feel special and helps them enjoy their vacation regardless of their physical status, regardless of their dietary needs. Everybody's the same on board, and that's what I think is unique about cruising. You get as much help as you need, but you still feel like you're still part of the experience, and you can still experience everything. Now, that said, people with disabilities, I think, are better served on ocean cruising than on river cruising. On river cruises, I think you need to be a little more agile just because of things you're walking over sometimes. But ocean cruising, I think people in wheelchairs particularly are accommodated a little easier, and it's a better experience.
Yeah, many years ago I started something just for love, because I love travel so much, called The Ageless Traveler. And it's a website. It's not monetized, but I was easily able to get an arrangement with a group in Florida called Special Needs at Sea. And that's what they do. They'll even bring a hospital bed into a big cruise ship. It's the only place where you can get that kind of ability to travel. And it's really working. Now, I happen to like Carnival. I mean, I have kids on the West Coast, so it's really easy to go out there and spend 3 days in Mexico, you know, just because of Carnival travel.
Sure, sure.
What's your take on these ships? How do people choose between a Royal Caribbean, the Holland America? Is it only price, or should they know more?
Oh, it's much more than price, actually. And I always recommend that travelers work with a travel agent who's a cruise specialist. It's very important to find the right cruise line that's a good fit for a traveler. So people think, oh, I can just, cruises are a commodity now to a lot of people. You know, I'll just look on price. I'll go to one of these OTAs, the online travel agency like Expedia. I could just pick a cruise out, find the right price. That's absolutely the wrong way to do it. There's no cost to people to use a travel agent. You should find a good travel agent who's also a cruise specialist who knows the different cruise lines. They're all different, and they all cater to different demographics, people looking for different things with different interests. And to get the right fit, it takes a few questions to start with. And the travel agent, a good travel agent, will fit you into the right cruise line that is going to work for you. And the experience will be worth it. So that's what I really recommend. But the cruise lines are all really different and kind of focus on different areas for different demographic segments.
Well, that's wonderful, because we did talk at the beginning that there were two kinds of listeners, one who've not been on a cruise, and one who have been so many that they're wondering, what do I do next? And David Yeskel, who should know, he's the cruise guru, says, you know, go the old-fashioned, go old school. Call a travel agent and who really is intimately familiar, and perhaps you'd go first to oceancruise.guru, get some information from David. We come back, we're going to go into the grandma pack. So you're paying for the trip, Tom. Want to go to Vegas? Want to go on a cruise? Go on that.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
That doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age.
And hello, 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 this is Adrian Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, the truth is that according to the AARP, 84% of all retirees say that their first wish after retirement is travel, and less than 40% do. Well, I'm here to stamp that out. I want people out there because we are the ambassadors to the world, truly the older traveler. We really are. When you see a child, you smile at that child. That's automatic as we get older. The more smiles, the happier the whole world. So that's my thing, and I personally love to travel, and I'm very pleased to have David Yeskel, who is the cruise guru, on the show. And we gave you his website, oceancruise.guru, but he's also the Vegas guru, the Vegas guru. And he's going to tell us the exact way to do that website, because you may want to know more about Vegas. And I don't want you to turn off. Just give me a minute here. Now, David is himself a veteran travel journalist. He has columns and commentary in many industry publications, Travel Weekly, Travel Age West. And he'll tell you about what he's been doing with Vegas. Because I was there recently, you all know I was at a conference there, the Environments for Aging. And I see a different Vegas. I see a Vegas that maybe you as grandma or grandpa might even want to take the grandkids to, right? So let's talk about that a little bit, David. First of all, what's your involvement with Vegas as a journalist? And how can the older adult, who maybe doesn't gamble and doesn't want to leave anything so spectacular in Vegas that nobody else can know about,
sure,
how could they use Vegas as a vacation for themselves and the whole family?
Sure, Adrian. So I can tell you that I have been covering Las Vegas also for over 25 years. The last 15 years or so for Travel Weekly, which is a very prestigious industry publication. And Vegas offers something for everyone. I really think that's what Vegas is about. And I've been writing this annual column for the last 14 years. I call Las Vegas's Best Bets, where I take a look at 8 or 10 different areas or categories of hospitality in Vegas, hotels, restaurants, shows. And I round up what I think are the 8 or 10 best every year. And my story, my 2016 Best Bets story just came out in January in Travel Weekly. And there's so much great going on in Vegas. And as anybody who's been there knows, it's continually reinventing itself. So
So there are so many things to do. There are great restaurants, and there's really something for everybody. So it's not all about gambling anymore. It's about shows. It's about great hotels, spas, great restaurants. Some of the best chefs in the world are there. So people don't have to gamble in Vegas. There's so much else to do that you can stay busy. You may have to walk through the casino a little bit, but there's so many other things going on in Vegas that are great.
You know, I have to put in my own life experience here. Lake Las Vegas, which is a gated community, and Henderson, which is a town near Vegas, and they're all very close to Lake Mead, which is very beautiful. These are the fastest-growing retirement centers in the United States. And their big town, of course, is Vegas. So things have to be happening in Vegas that are catering to the older adults. And I do see, maybe you can tell us a little bit about it, new museums, science museums, different things that are not that far away from the hub that are popping up a little bit, as well as theaters and that are not even in the casinos.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about
there is
it. Are they catering to tourists, or they're just catering to the new people moving in?
So the basically those off-strip museums are more catering to locals. They're catering more to locals. So people visiting, you know, may go off-strip to see a museum, but they're typically centered in and around the strip. That's really where the action is. That's where all the innovation is. But there are off-strip resorts that also cater to locals and visitors, and one of those is Green Valley Ranch, which is in Henderson, where you're familiar with. It's
right.
A beautiful resort. There's another one in another direction in Summerlin called Red Rock Resort. It's also beautiful, off-strip, a lot more space than what's available on the Las Vegas Strip. But for the excitement, innovation, the dining, the shows, it's really all about the Las Vegas Strip, and there's so much going on there, and it's continually changing. And it's really for all ages.
Yeah, let's talk about the hotels for a minute. I actually go to Red Rock a lot because I'm a walker.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to actually the Red Rocks and you can hike and do some wonderful things there and get into Vegas fairly easily. But I was noticing some great things happening into the hotels. Like you mentioned during our little private talk, the MGM wellness rooms. Then I stayed at the Delano, which is a little... like a hotel in a hotel?
Yes, I love the Delano.
There's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I like the hotel in hotels. So I think Delano is great. So as you know, this was previously called The Hotel at Mandalay Bay. It was a separate hotel tower. It was rebranded a couple of years ago into Delano. They gave it a completely new look. It's this beautiful white look, very clean and beautiful, luxurious rooms. And it's a getaway within Vegas. So it's a non-gaming, non-smoking, all-suite tower kind of in the middle of Mandalay Bay. So you can walk out of the action, all the action from Mandalay Bay, the casino, the pools, and walk 30 seconds, and you're into this serene environment in Delano, and you feel like you're somewhere else completely. You don't feel like you're in the middle of the Vegas Strip. So you can get that experience in Las Vegas with these hotel and hotel products like Delano that are very different than what people used to think of, very very different than people's image of a Vegas hotel. And I think they're great getaways right on the Strip that are available for people.
And I think that although it is not the most ideal place for little kids, it's very tough. But for teenagers, there's some interesting things. Every hotel tries to have something, a museum, an art center, or the shark experience or something else. And, of course, everywhere you've got Cirque du Soleil shows and things of that nature. It's not cheap. So for our last hurrah here, tell everybody your Vegas website, because the biggest problem with Vegas for families is often the price. So
sure.
Since you are the guru, what's the website they should go to for the best deals?
So, Sure. So they can look at my website for information and guidance, of course. All my stories are there. It's thevegas.guru. That's thevegas.guru. Or even follow me on Twitter, where I'm the Vegas Guru. Every day I post tips, deals, great values that I find. So either of those two places, you'll find my stories.
Oh, there. You know what? We have to always wrap up. I hate that. But you know what I'm going to say? This is very apropos, David. Get out there, kids, and make it happen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.